चितात्मनः प्रशान्तस्य परमात्मा समाहितः शीतोष्ण सुख दुःखेषु तथा मानापमानयोः। भगवद गीता 6.7, कृष्ण इज स्पीकिंग हियर। चितात्मनः, चित आत्मनः, द माइंड इज कंट्रोल्ड। प्रशांतस्य, वन बिकम्स पीसफुल। शांत इज इटसेल्फ पीसफुल, प्रशांत इज एक्सट्रीमली पीसफुल। चितात्मनः प्रशांतस्य परमात्मा समाहितः, परमात्मा द आत्मा हो, द आत्मा इज द सोल, द परमात्मा इज द ग्रेट सोल, द सुप्रीम सोल, दिस इज द फर्स्ट यूजुअली रेफर्स टू द सुपर सोल। समाहितः इज अटेन्ड। शीत उष्ण सुख दुखेषु, शीत उष्ण हीट एंड कोल्ड, सुख दुख तथा मानापमानयो एंड ऑनर एंड डिसऑनर। समाहितः मीन्स समाहित, इज एक्चुअली वेल सिचुएटेड। द परमा सुपर सोल इज ऑलरेडी अटेन्ड एंड द सच अ पर्सन बिकम्स इक्विपोइज्ड इन द ड्युअलिटीज। सो लेट्स गो फ्रॉम बैकवर्ड्स। कृष्णा इज टॉकिंग अबाउट थ्री लेवल्स ऑफ ड्युअलिटीज टुवर्ड्स विच द पर्सन हु हैज कॉन्कर्ड द माइंड हैज बिकम्स इक्विपोइज्ड। सो शीतोष्ण इज द ड्युअलिटी एट द फिजिकल लेवल, सुख दुख इज द ड्युअलिटी एट द मेंटल लेवल, एंड मान अपमान इज द ड्युअलिटी एट द इगोइस्टिक लेवल। And Krishna says one becomes equipoised towards all of them. How? By jitatmanah. Now, the mind is the magnifier of things quite often. There is a small problem, the mind makes it into a big problem. Small pleasure, the mind makes it, imagine this is a very big pleasure. And that's how we get tossed by the dualities in this world. If we get if we want some pleasure, then the mind makes us imagine, hey, this is such a big pleasure. You must have it. How can you live without it? Actually, even if we get that pleasure, it's not all that great. Because in material world, even the best material enjoyment is at best unexciting. It doesn't last for long and it usually turns out to be an anticlimax. So, the mind makes us too unnecessarily, unduly excited about worldly pleasures. And similarly, the mind makes us unduly, unnecessarily disturbed about worldly pains. And by this, we get trapped in just the pursuit of, or trapped in the trapped in trying to avoid pleasure and trying to get pain. And because both of these are at the material level, so our consciousness stays trapped at the material level, and thus we deprive ourselves of the steady lasting spiritual fulfillment that is actually ours. That is what we are meant to relish. Chitatmanah prashantasya. But when the mind is conquered, then it cannot subject us to these dualities. The dualities will be there. You know, even a great devotee will be respected, can be sometimes disrespected. A great devotee can face physical pain or go to places where the temperatures are extreme. So these dualities will be there. But then when the mind is controlled, then we don't let the mind exaggerate the dualities. Yes, it is there. Yes, this person insulted me. Okay, but why do I have to worry for too long for this? Okay, it's come, it's gone. Forget it. I'll go on with my life. So yes, there may be some feeling of stress, but we don't get too caught up in it. You know, it'll come, it'll go. It's like if we are going in a train and there's a nasty smell in the area through which the train is passing. So we know that, yeah, this nasty smell is there. We can't wish away the smell. We can't imagine the smell is not there. It is there. But by knowing the train is passing through it and that place will pass away, we can avoid getting too agitated by that. So like that, once we understand that at the material level, things are changing and whatever is there now is temporary. So we don't get too excited by the dualities. Then, when in this way, we avoid the mind's hyper-agitation over worldly things, then prashantasya, the mind becomes situated in peace. Not just the mind becomes situated in peace, we become situated in peace. Prashantasya, it's a very deep level of peace. Krishna will talk about this word prashanta again in the same chapter of the Gita. Twice he will talk about it. Prashantatma vigatabhir brahmachari vate sthitah will come in 6.13. And in prashantamanasam yainam yoginam sukham uptamam, that will come in 6.27. So prashanta, it's a very deep kind of peaceful. Krishna is saying here that this prashanta, when does this peace come? When the jitātmanaha, when the mind is controlled, when the mind is conquered. Jitātmanaha prashantasya. And he says that actually the super soul is right next to us. So, we are divorced from the super soul, we are disconnected from the super soul because of our misdirection of consciousness towards matter. There is the famous example from the Upanishads. It comes in a Katha Upanishad and other Upanishads also that actually we are, like there are two birds sitting in a tree, samana vikshe purusho nimagno, nishayasho chuti muhinyamana, yushtam yasha yada pashyatyannami, shimasya mahimana mitivitashokaha. So, he stated that samana vrikshe purusho nimagno, the same tree, two birds are there, but one of the birds is nishayasho chiti muhiyamana. It is muhiyamana, it is deluded and it is lamenting. Why? Because it is pecking at different fruits on the tree and feels happy when it gets good tasting fruits and feels miserable when it gets bad tasting fruits. But if it just turns towards the other bird and it understands his glories, asya mahimana, if it understands the mahima of this other bird, then iti vitashokaha, it will become free from misery. So what this metaphorical two bird metaphor indicates is the tree is the body and the soul is like the bird which is eating various fruits and the super soul is the other bird which is observing. So now when we turn from the soul to the, that means when we are now trying to peck at the various sense objects in this world and trying to get some pleasure, but we may occasionally get some pleasure, but overall, what we get is misery. And if we just turn towards Krishna, if we turn towards the super soul in the heart, and then when we understand his glory, then we naturally fall in love with him. And when we fall in love with him, then the root cause of our misery is our love for material things. But when we learn to love Krishna, then that attraction to Krishna causes our consciousness to become absorbed in him. And absorption in him, remembrance of him, is a source of great fulfillment. also iti vita shokaha. Become free from misery when we understand Krishna's glories. So now what it is saying, this verse is saying is, jitatmanah prashantasya paramatma samahitaha, that when we control the mind, at that time we attain the paramatma. Paramatma samahitaha. And when we attain the paramatma thus, then what we have attained is so great. That means our consciousness has become fixed on the super soul. So that absorption in the super soul is so fulfilling that nothing else remains consequential thereafter. So if the soul has become deeply conscious of the super soul, has become the main thing distracting the soul from the super soul is the mind. The mind tells, watch this, watch that, watch that, watch that. But when we control the mind, then we can fix our consciousness on the super soul. And when we relish that, then the fulfillment therein is so great that then the worldly dualities no longer matter. It's like if a beggar gets a 5 rupee coin, the beggar is very happy. Of course, now currency has devalued so much that 5 rupee coin may not be very valuable. But still, for a beggar who's utterly starving, we can still say 5 rupees, 10 rupees, or 50 rupees, whatever. The beggar will be happy if he gets money. And if the beggar will be, if the, say, the coin falls off his hand, the beggar will be agitated. Where has it fallen off? But if that same beggar now becomes a millionaire, and has millions of rupees, and 5 rupees, if we lose the 5 rupees he gains, it will be not very consequential. Because he knows that actually, I have got something so much higher. Why do I have to worry about this particular thing? So, now, of course, every material metaphor has its limitations. Here we are putting both of them in the same category. Both are, we are calling it money, comparing to money. But just, we are saying that the million rupees is far more than 5 rupees. Now, it is true in one sense that the spiritual happiness is far, far more than material happiness. But the difference between spiritual happiness and material happiness is not just in the greatness of the quantity of the happiness, but it's also in the superiority of the quality of the happiness. So spiritual happiness, material happiness is peripheral to our being. It is just a sensation that occurs on the body, which is peripheral to who we are, which is just the dress that we wear. And that's why qualitatively, material happiness can at best be only titillating. Whereas qualitatively, spiritual happiness is connected to the core of who we are. It is connected with us and our relationship with Krishna. And that's why spiritual happiness is quantitatively and qualitatively superior to to material happiness. Quantitatively, we can understand in terms of that once we are connected with Krishna, in terms of time, it can just go on and on and on. Because that connection with Krishna can just go on and go on. And Krishna is the source of all happiness. Now, no connection with any sense object can go on and on and on like that. So, in this way, when the soul is experiencing spiritual happiness. Now, of course, at this stage in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is not talking about bhakti. And Krishna has not introduced himself. So, it's not aham, jitatmana prashatate. It's paramatma samahita. So, the ecstasy in remembering Krishna is definitely the personal manifestation of Krishna. That's much higher than the happiness that is experienced in remembering the super soul. But even in even when the consciousness is fixed on super soul, that also brings a sufficient level of happiness that makes material pleasures or material dualities, the appearance of the material pleasure and the loss of the material pleasure, it makes both of them not so consequential. It makes both of them insignificant, and therefore one can say steady and move onwards in one's spiritual journey. Thank you.